Marsha Blackburn, Democrats Want Permanent Pandemic, Inflation, and Control. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2022. Democrats want the dire state of affairs in the country to be permanent. From the pandemic to inflation, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said on Sunday following the Democrat-led Senate passing another $700 billion spending bill. Democrats want a permanent pandemic. Democrats want permanent inflation. Democrats want permanent control, the Tennessee senator said Sunday evening. Senate Democrats voted that COVID restrictions don't apply to illegal immigrants crossing the border, she later added. They want a forever pandemic for you and your family, but not illegal immigrants. Blackburn's comments follow the Senate's passage of the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which ironically does nothing to reduce inflation. As Representative Jason Smith, RMO, the ranking member of the House Budget Committee, detailed in a fact sheet. According to the sheet, which dubs the opening bill, emphasis added, the Inflation Expansion Act of 2022. The measure adds $728 billion in new spending, which includes extended Obamacare subsidies, $248 billion when removing false three-year sunsets. It also adds $400,000 billion for the Green New Deal when removing false two-year sunsets, per the fact sheet. The measure also allots billions to the Internal Revenue Service to further target middle-class Americans. Ultimately, it adds $114 billion in new debt, according to the fact sheet. Blackburn expressed disgust toward Democrats for passing the $700 billion bill, which increases taxes on Americans, during a time of 41-year high inflation. It is a shame that Senate Democrats have forced through a socialist agenda that will make life more difficult and expensive for Tennesseans, she added. Although congressional Democrats bear much of the responsibility for passing Biden's legislation, congressional Republicans often gave Biden the necessary votes to advance the 46th president's agenda. For instance, 13 House Republicans and 19 Senate Republicans gave Democrats the necessary votes to pass the so-called infrastructure bill. 14 Senate Republicans and many House Republicans voted for the CHIPS Act. Over the weekend, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, described the Inflation Reduction Act as the product of years of bipartisan conversations and expressed disappointment in Republicans for refusing to jump on board.